Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Burton with it. Gets a pick from Hayes, who gets a screen from Ami here. Puts it on the floor. Hayes, step through to Thornton for three. It's good! 81-70, Valkyries lead by 11.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
I swear I could listen to Kevin Dana do play-by-play of somebody cooking dinner. I don't care what the hell is happening. I could listen to that laugh all day long. That's funny you said that. I was going to cook that tonight, and then I ran out of time.
Yeah. So
we'll do it on Monday.
You got to get the loaf set and then just get home and pop it in the oven or have one of the kids do it.
Well, that's the easy part. The problem is the effort it takes to put it together, and I think I'm the only one in the family who likes it.
Yeah, like, there you go.
That's the problem. I'm like, who am I doing this for? Like, I'm going to do this when you all snots are out of town or over at friends' houses or something. But anyway. Kevin Dana last night on the Valkyrie broadcast right here on 95.7 The Game. Fantastic experience, and what a nice win. And we talked about this, Dibs, with you off yesterday a little bit at the arena last night. Like, I'm not going to try to fake the funk on anyone. It's been 12 games, and you sort of referenced this a minute ago. I'm still very much in the process of getting to know this group, seeing what it's all about, letting the curiosity kind of take me where I want to go. And I had made the point to Grandy, I'm like, for me, this is not yet like, ooh, they're 5-6, got to get back to 500 tonight. Like, I haven't found that yet. Yes, I when I turn the games on, I pull for them. But that sort of dieheartedness, watching the standings and being a Valkyrie fan, that is still very much in development. But I think that what I learned last night is, my goodness, there are a lot of basketball fans in this area that are further along than me. I mean, like, it was interesting to watch what the fans looked like coming in. It was interesting to see what Thrive City looked like. It was interesting to listen to Granny and Lucas talk about what it felt like to be in the arena last night. This is not just a, oh, golly gee willikers, hey, look at this event, this is new, let's go down and check it out kind of a vibe.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a lot more intense than that.
It is, and I think that it's two pieces. One, the excitement of a new team, but the bigger piece for me is that this area, the Bay Area, Northern California, has always been big time in women's basketball, girls' high school basketball. Obviously Stanford,
sure.
And you know,
sure.
Cal, when they've been great. And so I think that the sport itself has been well supported here in the Bay Area, and there's been such an anticipation of having a team actually show up. And even if you live here and you didn't have the Valkyries last year, you probably, if you're a women's basketball fan, you were following the league and following teams. So it's not like you're starting from ground zero.
Yeah, most definitely. I remember that. Like, the high school for which my dad worked had a wonderful women's basketball program. When I was a kid, we would follow them through all of their state championship runs and all of that. Like, no doubt about it. But yeah, Grandy, what were you saying about what last night felt like, kind of when compared to a Warrior game?
Well, I don't know what the right comparison is, because as Dibs just pointed out, this is all new, and like a lot of people in the building probably never had an opportunity to ever be at a Valkyries game before. Yep. So it's hard to like draw a comparison to say like a November Warrior game, because there's been countless November Warrior games. But like, this felt more like a playoff level Warriors atmosphere than a regular season Warriors atmosphere. I don't think I can remember that building being as loud and as into every single made and missed shot, every single whistle, everything, even during the breaks, like the entertainment going on in the building. Everyone was so locked in. Like, if I were to go around and look at everybody in every section, like number of people looking at their phones, like gotta be zero. And like, you do that at a Warrior game, I feel like oftentimes you have a lot of people that are distracted.
That's fascinating.
And not actively watching the game. It was not the case at all last night.
That's interesting. What are you gonna say, Lucas?
I think a perfect way to encapsulate what he's talking about, what Grandy is talking about, sorry, pronoun issue. In the fourth quarter, I don't remember the last time I saw a wave go around the arena, but this was a different one where it started just where we're sitting in the media was in one corner of the arena. It started about two sections over from us, and it right as the commercial break hit, you know, not much is going on the court, so there's just some music playing. Everybody's looking for something to do, and it starts, goes a couple times, doesn't get much traction, and then all of a sudden, it starts to grow. And it felt like every single person in the arena was invested in this wave. Normally, I'm not a big wave guy, but right. It looked pretty cool in the arena, indoors, when every person is waiting for their turn to stand up and put their hands up. I don't think I saw a single person not take part in this wave.
I don't know that I've ever been a part of an indoor wave.
Indoor wave.
Indoor wave. I don't think I've ever been in an arena that's done that before. Yeah. I mean, that's usually... I don't know. Like, obviously, if you're a Giants fan, you've got a thing. Like, if you're a real Giants fan,
yeah.
Sorry to some of you who decided earlier this year to be whack jobs. But anyway,
I think it's one thing if there's a game going on that you should be watching. It's another if it's a commercial break.
Agree.
What else do you have to do?
I agree. No, I don't like. And by the way, you're also talking. This is a different audience. It's a different audience. Okay, I noticed it right away when we're doing the show there yesterday. And I don't want to paint with a broad brush or tell you who you need to be to like a Valkyries game or a Niner game or a Giants game. Whoever you are, all are welcome. But like, you could notice what was going on as opposed to a Warriors game for me, as we're there at 2:00 and I'm watching all of the sponsors set up. And I go, oh, like they're aiming for a completely different audience than they do when the Warriors are playing.
Were you guys next to the Sephora booth?
We were
again?
Next to the Sephora booth.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, Sephora, like your
makeup.
Number one target is teenage girls.
Right.
Absolute number one target audience is teenage girls. It's a completely.
And just women in general.
Yes.
Because my not teenage wife, Sephora.
For sure.
So,
but like teenage girls, there's like a glow around Sephora.
Yes. And a line out the booth for the free samples by the time they get in.
You park at a mall and there's a Sephora there, it's almost like they become robotic. You remember the Naked Gun?
Yeah.
Must kill the queen.
Sure.
It's like, yeah, you like they immediately, doesn't matter what you were going to the mall to do, must go to Sephora. They're in. And so like, again, yeah, wonderful if that was the vibe inside Chase Center. I was just thinking to myself, I don't know that I've ever seen that breakout at an NBA arena before.
Probably not.
The wave.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, Lucas makes a good point of like, you know, breaking the action. And I don't know if the WNBA timeouts are as long as the NBA ones, but those could be three and a half minutes. They run the countdown clock where the shot clock is. And it's like, man, I got a chance to maybe hit the head if possible. And so if you're sitting there for three and a half minutes, you might as well, you know, engage with your fellow Valkyrie supporters and break out the wave.
Those are some big statements you guys just made.
And one last note on
the
wave.
That's a big statement.
It was pretty cool to see because it didn't feel like many people left to get food or go to the bathroom.
Right.
And everybody in the building, from the floor seats all the way to the top of the rafters. So everybody it was a pretty big wave going around.
Dude,
pretty cool.
And you said, like, the loudest you've ever heard Chase Center?
not like louder than a Warriors playoff game, but like definitely the loudest I've heard, like maybe other than Clay's return, like it was the most into it I felt a regular season basketball game in that arena.
I thought it was comparable to a playoff game in terms of volume. I did notice in what you're talking about in terms of demographic of fans.
Sure.
I don't know how appropriate this is to
say,
but
take.
The interesting thing I noticed, that the very first pop, you know, when something good happens for the Valkyries, a made basket or a block or whatever, the first pop of sound was just a little higher pitch.
Higher pitch.
It was a little higher pitch. That's it good. Caught me off guard and just something to notice, you know, but I found it fascinating.
Yes, there's no two ways about it. Like, this is, the awesomeness of this is the example that this is for young female athletes. So this isn't I hope no one is like receiving what you're saying as like, oh, like you're painting with a broad brush.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it.
No, it's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. And that's why Sephora is there, for example.
If you have like 65% of the fans who are female, and I'm just spitballing here, and the fans that are there are going to cheer, and girls and women have higher octaves in their voice, then the cheering is going to be of a higher octave nature.
It makes sense. Yes.
So there's nothing sexist about it.
No.
It's observational, and I love the take.
Yeah, and then to just think about, I had this question for you guys. Was it more like that sound? And is this the first Valkyries game that you've gone to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
mine too.
Because what I wonder if that sound is still more based on the newness of Valkyrie basketball, or is it based on the fact that Caitlin Clark was here?
Well, I was talking to Steven Rizzotto, Pasta, who, if you were listening to Stoney and Gill, you heard him chime in. He's been out of a number of games helping out with social media, and he said that actually there's been some previous games that felt like louder than the game last
night.
Dude,
I got to, you know, I got to think, provided that he can see over pods, Joe Lacob's got to be thrilled with what he's looking at. Just thrilled. This has been beyond a home run. And you want to know what we started daydreaming about yesterday, Dib?
Yep.
Is when you think about, and this is where your Valkyries fans can feel really good, when you look at what's being created there, and I never know how sustainable it is when something's new and they're selling out. I'm not saying they're going to sell out every game forever. But when it's being received the way that it is, and you have the Warriors, the biggest valued franchise in basketball, behind you, and that arena and this amount of fan support, and Joe Lacob is the guy in charge, I got to think, with a new collective bargaining agreement coming, that when WNBA free agency starts rolling over the next handful of years, you have everything you need to literally be the place that players are going to want to go. And so we started daydreaming about the idea of whether or not she'll ever actually play for this team.
Caitlin Clark, yeah.
Or others, obviously, the other stars. But right now, she's the big one. And you start wondering if this is not just going to be like a successful franchise, if someday maybe this will be the franchise.
Well, and you would expect with Joe Lacob and company running it that they're going to do everything they can to win, and that would include trying to get the best free agent win possible to come to the team. And I won't pretend to know all the rules about, you know, salary cap and player movement and all the rest of it.
We looked at some of it yesterday.
Yeah, and you can...
There is a harder cap.
Sure, and you can get to a spot where, you know, you do become a premier franchise, and I think you're already on that track because the owner with the Golden State Warriors, you know that they spend and they win, and you've got a beautiful arena. And so why wouldn't they apply the same business model to the Valks?
I learned this last night. Do you know what each team's salary cap is in the WNBA?
Not a clue.
What would you guess?
I would guess it's probably about $3 million.
Okay, cut it in half.
Wow, yeah.
$1.5 million.
I intentionally went a little high because I thought maybe one of your players might be like around seven figures, but... Million and a half.
Yeah, million and a half. No, top played player in the game is it $250,000. And $1.5 million is each team's salary cap, which made me start thinking, if you gathered up the whole league, because there's only 13 teams, the whole league and each team's salary cap and max it. So every player's salary in the whole league, take all of them, and then multiply it by three, and you're almost to Steph Curry's contract.
Yep. And it's,
isn't that wild?
It is wild.
Holy crap.
I don't know when their CBA is
soon,
up.
Soon. It's but this year, next year, it's coming.
The biggest problem right now with the WNBA is that players are choosing to play in Europe as opposed to playing here. Like the Valkyrie's top draft pick is playing Eurobasket, probably because she can make more money than she can here. And a lot of these players end up playing elsewhere once the season's over in the summer. So that becomes a little bit of a problem where you're not the preeminent league in the world.
By the way, the current CBA expires at the end of this year.
End of this
so
year.
Should so be a new one heading into next year.
Which is great because more money at this point is deserved. For years, this league lost money and the NBA kept it afloat. It's no longer the case anymore. So I don't really know too much about the financial structure and to what level that salary cap should go and where player salaries should go. But I know just based on television contracts, it's making a hell of a lot more money than it used to. And therefore, yeah, it's time to resplit the pie. And those players deserve a hell of a lot more money. And that salary cap needs to go up.
Yep.
No question.
And it's just a matter of how much the cap will go up. And then you start to figure out the star players and how much they're going to be suddenly commanding. And, you know, the more we get to know the WNBA, the more we get to know the women's NCAA. And there are still more stars coming through pipeline and stars who are still in high school who are yet to be born who are going to come through. And they're also going to be great.
That's what this is doing. That's what these role models, as they are, that's what this is going to do. There have been so many comps of Caitlin Clark to Tiger Woods. And Christine Brennan said something interesting to us yesterday because she came on the show and she's like, the comp to Tiger Woods works to a point. But where it actually runs out of gas is that there were superstar predecessors to Tiger Woods. There was Jack Nicklaus. There was Tom Watson. There was Arnold Palmer. There were people that were mega stars prior to Tiger Woods. I know that there will be some in women's basketball from, you know, Candace Parker to Cheryl Swoops and whatever who will maybe...
Lisa Leslie, Cheryl Miller.
Yes, there's great players, but like there aren't, in terms of individual stardom, Caitlin is in a new class all by herself. But to go back to the Tiger Woods comp, you look at what Tiger then created once he had been around for 15 or 20 years, a new crop where everybody's hitting the ball 300 yards and everybody is dressing the way that he did. And all of a sudden, everybody is in better shape because he brought that together. He became such an icon and a role model. And that is clearly now what is going to happen in women's basketball. And so I would absolutely foresee 10 years from now, you're going to have a ton more great players and the league will continue to grow because of her.
Right, and it's already happened. It started to happen at the collegiate level with, you know, the NIL, and you've got Juju who does State Farm commercials, and, you know, Caitlin's doing commercials. And so the template now has been laid out to where you can follow the blueprint, and maybe that's partly why Juju Watkins doesn't need to leave USC just yet, even though she can't.
She got hurt.
Well, the draft rules, that's another thing that I think they'll look at in the new CBA. They got to change that. Non-American-born players have a two-year advantage to come to the league because they want to, you know, nurture the college game here. It's going to be something that I bet they change.
Yeah, I would think. I don't know if they've quite got, like, those things come from leverage. And that's why a new collective bargaining agreement is so in order, partially just because it's up. But there's a whole new leverage case for women's basketball players now. I don't know if it's reached that level where, like, you're going to get that whole argument about college basketball and can players do one and done or skip entirely or whatever. But, no, this has all been an unbelievable game changer. Been an unbelievable game changer, and Caitlin is not the only name. You know what I mean?
Like,
I almost liken it. Like, look right now at men's college basketball, and the draft is coming up really, really soon. And I know, as you sit here in a sports radio building, that in
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Here, sure, there's probably, I mean, and you love college hoops.
You love it.
Right? There's probably 15 to 20 prospects that you could sit here and know something about.
Right.
I'd argue there are a lot of basketball fans in America who know one.
Yeah.
They know one. They know Cooper Flagg, and after that, it's going to be a bunch of sort of like, maybe I've heard that name. Or maybe
but
I
when they get drafted, it's like, oh yeah, I remember watching them in the Elite
Eight. Sure, exactly.
I know that guy.
But like, think about women's basketball has already at least arrived at that. The WNBA draft now has at least seemingly each year three or four at least players who are TikTok stars now. They're well known. You know, Paige Beckers this year, Caitlin Clark, Cameron Brink, Angel Reese, like these, the celebrity factor in the WNBA is also just larger than it's ever been before. Not even close.
Yep. It's partly or mainly because of the social media part of it, but also you have more good players and you have more good teams now, and you start to watch it in the tournament. You start to watch it more closely than ever before. And, you know, Paige Beckers, you watch her whole run this year, culminating a great career at UConn. And partly because they do stay longer in college, you get to know them a little bit more as well. Yeah,
and you don't have to look that far to find the next like big names that are coming to Chase Center. Next week on Wednesday, the New York Liberty are in town, the defending champions.
Sabrina.
Led by Sabrina, Bay Area kid, and also they got a bunch of other good stars. Yep. Breonna Stewart, one of the greatest players in the whole world.
That's the best team, isn't it?
Defending champs, yeah, expected to repeat.
Aren't they? And they're like 10-2, something like that.
Yeah.
Granny, I'm really proud of you. The restraint you just showed, it's unique.
What
restraint? And it was impressive.
What?
Sabrina, Bay Area kid, there's a big part of her bio that I'm leaving out as well.
She went to Oregon.
I know. Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Oregon.
That was impressive restraint. You're growing up, Mark. Mirimani High School, for those of you scoring at home.
Go Mats.
Yep. Look at you. Fire.
Ionescu. That's going to be the other thing that the Bay Area is going to have to learn next week, especially since she's a local. Ionescu.
Yeah.
Not Ionescu.
Ionescu.
I still hear that a lot. Ionescu.
I'm still working on the Memphis Grizzlies head coach. His
I don't
last
even
name.
Know what the hell his
it's
name
like
is.
Jonas or it's like an I-L-O.
Jonas Cespedes.
Don't look at me.
His name?
I got no clue.
Cespedes.
No, I love
his name.
He's an NBA coach, so I don't need to know his name. Because
In two years, he'll be gone.
Yeah, exactly. Or just before the playoffs next year. That's usually when people fire their coaches now. So, you know, whatever.
Exactly.
NBA coaches. But there are a few that matter. Steve's one of them.
Tomas Yasalo.
Yasalo, thank you.
First Finnish-born coach in NBA history. How about that?
Yep, there you have it.
If you'd asked me 3 minutes ago, what's his name?
Tomas
Yasalo.
Yasalo?
Sure.
If you had said, who is Tomas Yasalo 3 minutes ago, I would have been like, I have no idea.
It's a fantastic question. It really is. First time I've been asked it this way.
America's
that's a great one.
America's top chef. Who is it? I have no idea.
Yeah.
No clue.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.